This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Tune in however you want to listen to us. There are so many ways. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, July 18th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday to ye.
Fishbuck's taking the Friday off.
That's right.
He gets a three-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps a four-day weekend. We don't know.
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. I think he's supposed to come in on Monday. Who knows?
I think I'm going to see him on Monday after the show at the happy hour that the Commanders are throwing.
Ah, very good. I went to that last year. It's a good time.
Did you have some pops with Coach Quinn and Adam Peters?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured I'd go this time.
Where is that going to be this year? Are you allowed to say, or is it top secret location?
I can't even remember. I'd have to look at my email.
I think it's somewhere in Ashburn.
It's in Ashburn at a restaurant.
Near the training facility.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to pop over there on Monday with him. Hey, I saw this. So I'm going to Switzerland and Italy in less than 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm leaving on Wednesday the 30th. And Kelsey's flying from L.A. and meeting us in Zurich. And then we're going to go to this small town. And she planned a bunch of activities.
Okay. Yep.
She's booked everything.
Left that to her.
Like, I got
to
pay her back. She booked the flights.
Mm-hmm.
She booked the excursions.
Nice.
Now, she did consult.
Yeah,
and said, would you be willing to do these things?
Okay.
And as I've gotten older, I've become a much bigger wimp.
Right.
Good.
I've done a few things, like jumping out of a plane.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried.
It's a young man's game.
I've tried one of the world's most deadly water slides. I know that sounds goofy, but it was in Costa Rica.
I don't like the sound of that, EB.
I did that.
Deadly water slide should not be.
Would you ever do one of those? I don't want to interrupt the story, but one of those you see like on your Instagram reels where the guys, they go down and it launches them like 50 feet in the air into the pool.
I mean, it depends on how deep the water is that I'm splash downing
sure
into.
Generally,
those
generally
look fun.
Safe,
I think I would.
The guys are doing it.
Like the people that like that. They jump on like a moon bounce from up high and then it shoots them, catapults them really high.
Well, then I'm talking about a water slide.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
water
about.
Water slide, it goes down like a Red Bull thing. It goes down and then up and then it shoots them like 50 feet in the air and then it's landed. And,
long as the lake is at least 20 feet deep, I think
sometimes
I would do it.
Sometimes it looks like it's a pool. I don't know what it is, but yeah.
Yeah, I think I would try it. But one of the activities which Kelsey pitched, and I believe I said no, although I thought about that there's a chance I might have said yes. I've been so disengaged with this trip. I think I said no, was paragliding.
Oh, it's 100% no.
Well, yeah, I hope you said no to paragliding.
Well, I'm just reading this article about Felix Baumgartner.
I know.
Remember
I just
him?
Saw it. Yeah.
He's
I just
the
saw it.
He's the they call him an extreme athlete from Austria.
Yeah.
And he's the one that jumped from space essentially. They called it the stratosphere.
Yeah, he did the Red Bull bit. I remember that.
The Red Bull bit
sure.
Where he jumped with that. I mean, he ultimately had a parachute, but it was a free fall for a long time.
Yeah.
And so he went paragliding in Eastern Italy. And before he went paragliding, he even had an Instagram story where he captioned too much wind.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he decided to go paragliding and ultimately crashed into a hotel and died.
Well, my understanding is what I read is they think he had a heart attack.
Yeah, they say he lost consciousness.
Suffered a medical episode and then crashed into a swimming pool.
Yeah, they said he was dead. Died. He was probably dead before he even hit the pool. Or
I'm stunned that he's... I guess he wore, you know, almost an astronaut suit when he did the...
Oh, yeah.
The other bit. I mean, he supposedly was going 834 miles per hour when he did the free fall from the stratosphere.
The only way you should ever be going that fast is if you're in some sort of aircraft. Right? I mean, you should,
remember,
he's just free falling.
He's not doing these things willy-nilly. I mean, that was planned for years when he jumped from the edge of space, right? They've had that all planned out. He didn't just decide to just do that on a whim.
He had a special suit, which probably kept him conscious.
Yeah, they had all kinds of things.
I feel like we were just talking about that stunt.
About him jumping off from the edge of space? We might have mentioned it.
I think so, yeah.
It's the greatest stunt of all time. You can't beat it. It's
tough to top.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah, meanwhile, it was 2012.
It
was that long ago.
I remember being absolutely glued to the TV.
I literally feel like that was like 2 or 3 years ago. So
I don't know.
13 years
ago. I still think the guy, listen, that's a great feat, but I never thought the guy was going to die. I don't know why I didn't. But the one I think tops it is the guy that jumped out of the plane with no parachute into the big net. You remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know how you can beat that.
What did Travis Pastrana do?
Well, he jumped with no parachute.
Well, that's even
and then
crazier.
Other dudes he's with parachutes caught up to him.
That's been done. Other people have done
still, it's pretty impressive.
He told that story
when
Jason and I, and might not have been the one that Jason did, we hosted Uncorked, which was Cal Ripken's foundation's event where they get all the rich people to donate money for Cal Ripken's cause.
Your big stunt that night was staying up late and drinking extra glasses of wine.
Right.
That was about as daring as you got.
But he was one of the guests, and he told that story, which was incredible. You just have to have an incredible amount of faith.
Well, you just have, here's what you also
Pastrana
need.
Told the story? Yes.
You also have to have the daredevil gene in your body. You just have to have it.
You're just not afraid to die.
Lost the gene.
I mean, we had Alex Honnold, who... climbed was it Half Dome is that the, he free climbed it
whatever
no ropes
called. Yeah,
remember his brain when they scan it the fear area of the brain doesn't light up.
That's crazy.
It's just he doesn't have a fear response.
What was the name of the movie, the documentary about him?
It was Free Solo, right?
Okay,
Free Solo. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's amazing.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's really good.
But
your palms will be sweating the entire time.
By the way, we shake that guy's hand. I have pretty big ass hands.
Yeah.
His hands are just muscular.
Sure.
And they dwarf. It's literally like you're shaking hands with a gorilla.
He's probably the strongest guy on the planet, pound for pound.
Like his in his hands.
Well, just in his whole body.
Probably.
Because he probably weighs 130 pounds.
Yeah.
But he can climb basically a sheer rock face with no ropes. Yeah. From the bottom right to the top.
Right.
I lost the gene, and Kelsey was almost trying to bully me on the phone.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure I said no to paragliding.
Well, yeah. If you see that itinerary and it has paragliding on it, that's one where you need to step in and cancel.
But she was trying to sell it because she said that even Isabella could do it. It's all with a partner. It's not like they're going to send you out there yourself.
Sure.
So it's with somebody that does it over and over. Day after day with different tourists.
Yeah, it's with some guy named Hans who's not regulated and just does it. And you're just putting your faith in his, you're putting your life in his hands.
So I pretty much passed on all of the death-defying activities.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey and Dylan, though, are going to do what's called a canyon swing.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
It's not a bungee jump.
Yeah.
I put the kibosh on bungee jump. Yeah. I think she wanted to do the bungee jump. Mm. Dylan didn't even really understand what a bungee jump was. I was like, this is what it is.
Is Red Bull sponsoring your vacation? I mean, what is going on over there? There's too many death-defying activities.
Also sounds so expensive. Every activity is hundreds of dollars.
It is expensive.
So many euros you're going to be spending.
It's expensive. I think we're making cheese and chocolate one day.
This is I'm telling you, this is the next generation. They need to do stuff. Like they need to be so occupied. Yeah,
what happened with my chilling kids on vacation?
My kids are chill. My kids are chill.
No, I got one that has to be doing. I got two actually.
Also, if I'm going to be doing all of these stunts, basically, I kind of want to do them in the good old US of A, not overseas.
I hear you
totally.
Where I'm getting the spiel, the safety spiel in English,
right?
We're not broken English.
Guys going to be speaking to you in German. Yeah. You're going to be just nodding your head like, okay, well, sure. Yeah.
No, I'd say
das Rope.
I'd say that my daughter Meg and my daughter Kate are very similar. They're wired similarly to Kelsey. They just like to have a lot of activities planned. Oh, that's the antithesis.
My kids are kind of the opposite. Like for them, like taking a boat and going out fishing, that's
it.
That's perfect for them.
Yeah.
And it's perfect for their pops.
Right. Well, that's an activity.
Low risk. That's an activity. It's generally low risk.
Like, I'm not saying you have to have death-defying activities.
Yeah, but it's something to do. Yeah.
My two daughters like to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They're not chillers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a chiller.
I'm definitely in the chiller category.
I would say my son is a chiller, but he's very spur of the moment. I'm not. So if a buddy called and said, hey, you want to go jump off a cliff? He'd say, sure. But he doesn't seek it out.
Yeah.
Kelsey wants to plan everything out. When we went to Cinque Terre, which is on the west coast of Italy 7 years ago, Cinque Terre is five towns. That's what it means. We were there for 3 nights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with only seeing two or three of the five towns. Yeah, she wanted to hit all five towns.
That's a lot.
Wanted to go hiking every day. Bang, 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 bang. Yeah. So, you know, but you do what makes your kids happy.
Yeah, you follow them around. Believe me, I do it. But
doesn't sound like a very relaxing vacation.
It's not relaxing.
Not really relaxing.
Actually, sometimes I don't do it.
It will be. We're going to go on a boat cruise of Lake Lucerne, I believe.
My daughter wanted to go see the waterfalls or whatever. I did not go. Stayed in bed. You guys go.
Yeah. You got to sleep in.
Well, hopefully I snuck in a whistle. I can't remember.
Oh, I'm sure you did. If they're out in a waterfall, yeah. You
you know? But, you know, speaking of death defying, maybe we come back. There actually is, even though it's like a non-sports day, there's a lot of little things to talk about. We got to talk about the Air India crash. More details are coming out about that.
And it's terrifying.
Sure you've seen, right?
I mean, I've heard a few
details.
Basically,
it looks like there might be suicidal pilots again.
Oh, no. That's one of mine and Drab's greatest fears on the planet. That's definitely in my top 3 to 5 fears.
It seems like from afar we get into it, but that silly airliner didn't have a malfunction.
Yeah.
There
was a saboteur on board.
Guy flipped the switch.
Mm.
Well, just
that's
brutal.
Just awful.
Just brutal.
Phone number you want to get touched with us throughout the show is 1-800-636-1067. That's the same number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955. They've got pizzas, jumbo wings, salads, Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We're the Junkies, coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Talks about our phones listening to us.
Yeah, of course.
Now all of a sudden I get a bunch of tweets about the most incredible and thrilling tourist destinations in the world. Yeah. And this hiking trail in India. Yeah. Have you ever seen this video?
No.
Could you imagine?
No, I mean, you're hiking on the side of a mountain with no guardrail.
Doing that.
It's unbelievable.
Stop.
Pure insanity. Pure insanity, JP. Not doing that. And don't you find it annoying and disturbing that the phones do listen to everything you say? I mean, it's incredibly annoying.
I mean, it's the price we pay for technology. Sometimes technology is going to spy on you.
I think it's advantageous at times because it's going towards your likes.
It can be advantageous at times. It can also be incredibly intrusive. Like, I'll just tell you this right now. 100. If you have like an Alexa or your phone and you're having private times with your wife, you're a dirty talker. Your phone is listening. Just so you know, it's listening to everything.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm just giving you the most intimate. I'm just trying to think of like the most awkward you could ever be.
Yeah,
you're yelling at your kids wherever you could feel the most uncomfortable. Your phone's listening.
Well, you're always talking about your algorithm, and you're always talking about all these videos that you love watching. You wouldn't be seeing them had it not been paying attention to your tendencies.
Tendencies is one thing. Listening to you is another thing. So if it wants to see what I'm scrolling and then do an algorithm based on that, that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's why I draw the line where it's listening to you and probably it's probably watching us too with these cameras.
Probably. You know. Good chance. By the way, yesterday I did not have any idea that the story that I brought up toward the end of the show about the cheating CEO and his PR
everywhere
head.
Now.
Oh my God. It's like, it's the biggest, I think it's the biggest story in the world.
It's definitely the biggest meme or whatever you want to call it.
It's definitely the biggest viral thing on the planet outside of like warfare and, you know, strife and the economy. Like it's the biggest viral sensation right now on the planet. Now, it'll get superseded by something else today or tomorrow. It's not going to have a super long shelf life.
No, it's like Hawk Tua.
It's got the Hawk Tua girl. How's she doing? What's the latest?
Haley Welch?
Is she still a thing?
I think she still has a ton of followers. She's not clearly as relevant as she was, like when she had her moment. But I think, you remember, once you gain a certain amount of followers, you can coast.
I guess.
And she got a ton.
She did get a lot.
She got a ton.
Mm-hmm.
So fill me in on Air India.
Well, I mean, it's not been confirmed by the Indian Air.
When did the crash happen?
I don't know, a couple months ago. You remember that?
I actually don't.
It was a luxury airliner.
It was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, wasn't it? Like, it was less than a month ago.
I don't know. 6 weeks ago? I don't know. It was the luxury.
How do you not remember the
luxury
crash.
Airliner. He just doesn't. It doesn't process with him all the death. They just took off, and 30 seconds later, it never gained elevation.
Okay, I remember that one.
Yeah. And it turns out now you can hear the cockpit, and the co-pilot is saying, why did you turn off the fuel to the engines?
Right.
And he goes, I didn't. And then somebody flicks the switch back on. But there's literally, this is what's terrifying. I guess I understand it. If an engine's on fire or something, you want to cut the fuel to it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But this switch, I guess, cut off the fuel to both engines.
Yeah.
At some point, unwittingly, they say there's no way you can bump it. There's no way you can inadvertently do it.
Yeah.
They say the odds of both engines failing at simultaneously at the exact same time are 2.5 billion to one. So in other words,
yeah.
Humans did it. And right. They could basically eliminate from the cockpit, whatever, voice recorder, that the co-pilot was stunned that it had happened, so it was the pilot, basically.
Yeah.
So the pilot, and then now they're starting to detail his mental health struggles.
Sure.
And that some of this stuff has been documented. He had been depressed. He went on a suicide mission. At some point, he decided to kill 287 people aboard the plane.
Well, Drab and I, we revisit the suicide pilot. Was it German Wings? Was that the name of the airliner? I think that.
There's
think
been
that's
several.
The one that crashed in the Alps?
Yeah, the guy that crashed in the Alps.
Right, where the mountain.
The co-pilot left the cockpit,
he
went to the bathroom,
out.
He locked him out, and then he put it on cruise control to crash the plane.
Right.
And the co-pilot wasn't
terrifying.
Able to get back in and stop him.
So not only do you have to worry about some sort of weird malfunction or bird strike, now you got to make sure your pilot is mentally healthy.
Yeah, see, my go-to move.
or make sure you're not
drunk. Well, here's.
You can't, but it's something to worry about.
You have to give a quick glance on the way in. Like, my move is kiss the hand, hit the fuselage a couple times before I walk in. But then I don't
make
any.
That's your ritual.
That's my ritual. I don't have any eye contact with the pilot. That's generally after the flight is done.
Because usually it's closed.
So now I have to kiss the hand. Do a few pats, walk in, and then I need to make a quick glance over
this
to the left toward the cockpit.
This is
instead of just being obsessed about not knocking into everybody on my way to my seat.
I swear to God, I have this morbid thought every time I fly. And I don't know, I might fly 10, 12 times a year.
Yeah.
I don't know. Every time I get on a plane, I sit down and I look around and I go, are these the last people I'm going to see on Earth?
Are these the last souls I'm going to be surrounded
by? Are we all going to die together? I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I have that thought every single time.
I don't think
I have
it every time, but I think I've definitely had that invasive thought
times. It's fleeting, but I do look around and go, I wonder if we're all on the same doomed flight.
Like, am I going to die next to this lady from Baltimore that I've never met before?
Right.
I've just met 2 hours prior.
I always have that.
Yeah.
Is it going to be mass carnage? Are we all going to die together?
Cakes, you're not a religious guy. In that moment,
yeah.
If you knew you were going down, would you say a quick prayer?
I don't think so. I think I'd say a lot of expletives, just a lot of F words. I think if it happens, like, God forbid, if it does happen, I just hope it's, you know, like a finger snap. I hope
I
hope it's not like. There's a tiny hole in the plane, but it's irrecoverable. And at 30,000 feet, then you're just slowly descending.
Well, the scary one is
the one that's terrifying.
Or you're ejected from the plane somehow. The window
burst. I mean, that would be terrifying.
Now, you will lose consciousness.
And it just sucks my entire seat out. I'm like, whoa!
That has happened.
Oh, I know it's happened.
Yeah.
I've seen recreations on the interwebs, and they're terrifying.
Right.
You know what? Perfect reason to never have a seat next to the window. I'm almost exclusively an aisle guy.
I now am a window guy.
I'm not a window guy.
I'm too tired of them bumping into me with that stupid cart with those dumb pretzels.
Well, I'd rather them bump into me.
I'm just tired of it.
Than for me to be sucked out of the aircraft at 30,000 feet.
Cakes, I'm rolling the dice.
Well, they can roll the cart right over my foot.
I would be perfectly happy if they just stopped the courtesy pretzels and water little soda.
Why?
Bit.
You don't want the in-flight service?
It's just a pain in the ass. They're going up and down all the time with the trash.
Yeah, but
the cart.
I think my most recent exposure.
That soda hits the spot.
It hits the spot. And
what most humans do, get your own stuff at the Hudson.
I do
News,
that too, but it's good to always be like, you know what? I'll have a cranberry juice or I'd love a ginger ale. It'd be so refreshing right about now. I think what Southwest is doing now. They've done away with the cart.
Mm-hmm.
They just have like the flight attendant will take your order. They've got the tray with like 12 slots.
That's better.
That's so much better.
It's better.
The cart's archaic.
God awful.
The cart is almost like seeing people smoke cigarettes on an airplane these days.
The cart also, it jams up the bathroom line.
Right.
It's just the cart is a horrific thing. I hate the cart.
Add it to the list.
I don't like the cart.
Jam. Oh, jam.
And so I got to sit next to the window now.
I do feel bad for if this is not true, because I'm reading the articles and reading our guy Jeff Wise's article for the New York Times.
This is about the Air India.
And yeah, there's so many experts who are saying it's virtually impossible to turn off those switches on accident.
Yeah.
At that time.
It's not a thing.
You would have to that would have to be planned.
Yeah.
To do it like 1 second after the takeoff. And
he nailed it.
Yeah. But here's what I do feel bad. If it was an accident.
If he inadvertently bumped it.
There's no way to change anyone's mind. Everyone's going to think you murdered 250 people.
He's dead now.
Well, I know, but the family has shame.
Yeah. But the guess is when you look at the evidence kind of adds up. Now, it's circumstantial, but with his mental health struggles that are sort of public knowledge somehow, maybe in his record. His mother had recently died. There's some. If you look into it, or one of the articles talks about mental health struggles that he'd had. So it just makes it dicey.
India Pilots Association is definitely Rick that people are suggesting that he killed everyone.
Yeah. But they say it's 2.5 billion to one that switch could, or that those two engines would fail on their own. So it had to have been done on purpose. Now,
sleep on two mass suicides or whatever.
Yeah, right?
Mass
murder. It's scary. And it's scary that there's one button. Can we maybe have the buttons moved, or like one button for one engine? The fact that there might be one switch that would cut off both engines, fuel to both engines.
Those buttons should be like so far out of reach where you're not just going to accidentally trigger them. Like they should be way back behind the pilot. Like,
I'm sure they'll figure that out in the future, whatever it needs to be. And I think right, let's say an engine catches on fire, bird strikes, it catches on fire. Something, you got to cut the fuel to it, right? To cut the engine. So that makes sense that you have the ability to do that.
Right.
But it's scary that if you did, God forbid, contorted your body in some weird way. Like for me, I'd probably do it. I'd spill a coffee, elbow it, a finger, and all of a sudden, boom, and just went plunging 300 people dead.
All right, if we have pilots that are out there listening right now, please fill us in on what we clearly need some help with at 800-636-1067. I heard a rumor that we're extending Open Line Thursday into Open Line Friday.
I like it.
That's a rumor that I heard circulating between the studios.
Especially a day like today where there really is, I mean, the British Open's going on. Which is fun.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's not a whole hell of
a lot. I mean, you need a lot of British Open coverage, apparently. The two TVs in the studio, not enough. You have your iPad saddled up as well.
I like to monitor it, but this requires a turn, Cake.
Got it.
Not into the
now
turn.
It's in your field of vision.
Boom. Boom, right there. I see Brian Harman.
Very nice.
After day one, Scheffler was just a shot back, right?
Yeah, he was 3 under. I don't know what. I think he's still 3 under. I don't think he's teed off yet. Has he, Valdez? I'm not sure.
He has not teed off yet.
Seeing Rory McIlroy in one of those big pot bunkers right now.
So Harris English is leading the British Open, and he's got a beautiful swing. He's a wonderful golfer, but if he wins, that'd be so boring. names that you've heard of that are up there, Brian Harman is 4 under, 1 back, Tyrrell Hatton, Matty Fitzpatrick, of course, was also 4 under yesterday. So there's some names up there. But we got to get rid of some of these boring guys.
I don't see my guy there's Justin Thomas. He's at even. Not terrible.
It's amazing to me how these guys can extrapolate themselves from these impossible positions.
Well, don't you have Rory?
Rory's 2 under.
Too, yeah.
Yeah. So he's just 3 back. Rory, early on this morning, hit it on a par. So I think he birdied his first hole. Second hole's par 5. He hits it, you know, in that brush that's so thick.
Yeah.
It's unplayable, right? It's so deep down there, it's unplayable. Where he has to drop it is almost just as thick.
Yeah.
I was literally thinking, as I'm watching this unfold, I'm going, well, I'd get 200. I mean, how would you ever get out of that? Because you're going to drop it in another unplayable, and then you're just not going to be able to ever get it out of danger. And then I think he parred it. Somehow he parred
it. One of the greatest in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you explain that.
He took an unplayable, hit his third shot, I guess, up to the front of the green, and somehow, you know, managed to make par.
All right, Cakes, you asked for some people that were either airline pilots or work in aviation. I believe we have somebody.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Paul. Paul, what's up, buddy? You're on with the joke.
Hey, good morning. So those switches that power the actual engines, so in order to ensure that they don't get bumped inadvertently, you actually have to pull up on the switch to move it up and pull up on it to move it down.
Right.
So yes, it looks like there's either intent or some type of accident occurred.
Right.
I tend to lean towards, you know, Hamlin's law, never attribute to malice, which can be explained by stupidity, because mishaps do happen. But if he was having mental health issues, you know, chances are it might be a deliberate act.
Yeah.
Because we saw that with German wings. Where
we talked about that.
Yeah.
Hunter, it's happened a few times. Was the one, though, isn't that the thought that on the one that I don't think it was the Malaysian Air, but where the guy just turned off the thing and they just fell asleep, like while everybody was asleep. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I think that was not the one that flew into the mountain.
It happened a couple of times, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Hey, thanks for the tip on Hamlin's razor. I'd never heard that. I've always heard of Occam's razor. Hamlin's doesn't get as much pub.
That's zero. Yeah. I've never heard that before, ever.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it, buddy.
Harry Hamlin's razor.
Hanlon.
Hanlon. Okay. Glenn Hanlon's razor.
Yes. Yeah. Spelled like Glenn Hanlon, former Caps coach.
Caps coach. That's a deep cut.
Let's go to.
Was he a one season guy? He wasn't here long.
Let me double check.
Maybe two, but very boring tenure.
Not sure.
Very boring tenure. Blue, what's up, buddy?
Hey, boss. How y'all doing?
What's up? Great.
I was
up?
Just calling. I'm a A&P mechanic, airframe power plant mechanic, work on airplanes. And to actually cut the fuel off to the engine, you have to. There's like a switch. You have to actually pull it.
That's exactly what the guy said, yeah.
Move it.
Yeah, you can't bump it.
And it's... No, you can't bump it.
Right.
And
so it's terrifying.
Yeah, it's, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And there's just not enough information out to know if he did it on purpose or accident. Because, I mean, he could have been fatigued, could have been tired, pulled the wrong switch.
Tired? You know, the 30 seconds into the flight.
You never know. Yeah. You never know. These guys, sometimes they're drunk.
Oh, it's rare. I mean, you gotta.
I mean, you just never know.
Me too.
Huh?
You never know.
Yeah.
I know I'm drunk when I go on a flight.
I've been there before, too. Now, you're not behind the controls,
right.
Thank God.
No.
Right.
No, I'm sitting in the aisle seat.
Right, as you should be.
Are you drunk because you're a nervous flyer, or is just you just like getting drunk?
I don't like flying.
Yeah. And you probably like,
join the club.
Hey, that doesn't make me feel good that the mechanic is nervous about flying.
Even he knows it's dicey.
Yeah.
You know, it's all redundant, though. Everything's redundant. There's backups for backups for backups. But, you know, you can't trust those guys in the cockpit.
Yeah, I don't trust backups. I don't trust when Marcus Mariota walks out on the field.
You're more in jeopardy, really, by the humans than you are from the mechanical
stuff. I believe
that. So another human error somehow, they botch it.
That's true, but they have mechanical issues all the time.
Yeah, but like you say, they have the redundancy built in so that it really takes a catastrophic thing. The one I'll never forget is the one where something happened and they lost all their hydraulics. And the guy had to...
What happened? Gliding.
And the guy had to glide it into Michigan. And then he got it pretty close and then he rolled it. And then, but he did save a bunch of lives.
Yeah.
But maybe like 30 people lived or something.
A lot of our bandwidth is taken up by aviation disasters and fears.
Well, do you ever do it? I sit in the window and I just look out the window and I go, well, this would be a pretty big fall. Like, yeah, I mean, you just look out.
I look down and I'm flying over a flyover state, I look at just how high up we are and I can barely make out anything on the ground.
I also just think about how insignificant each of us are. Like, you look over a million homes. You're looking over a community, and their big ass pool looks like a little dot.
I know.
Speck.
Yeah, it's just a speck, and their little cars, and they it's crazy.
Flying's
it's crazy how many golf courses are out there.
Flying's
every time you look
unnatural.
Out, golf courses.
Yeah, we shouldn't be up that high,
right?
It's
humans aren't meant
thing.
To fly. That's why everyone's butt scared.
Yeah, you shouldn't be up there. Got no business being up here. Yeah, you're 100% right. And then you look over like. And I'm so bad at this, but like, let's say we're coming in, we're going to land at BWI, we're going to land at Dulles, right? Done it 100 times. I try to identify, is that Sterling or is that, you know, and is that, where is that? And I never know. I can't ever, I just never know where we are.
Why you care?
That's silly lithicum. I'm just looking at
planes. When you go into land, they have the instrument landing system. So, you know, it's not even the pilot landing the airplane.
Yeah, I know. It's like a big Tesla. Yeah.
Thank you, Blue.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, it's like flying in Drab's car.
Right. Let's go to Chris. Chris, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up? This is an awfully morbid morning for somebody who manages a zip line company. Sorry. So,
what do you have?
Where's your zip line company?
I talked to you guys last week. I moved from Upper Marlboro to St. Croix.
Oh, that's right. Nice.
I was going to say, hey, EB, it's due factor, isn't it? I mean, you said it's 2.5 billion to 1. Haven't there been 2.5 billion flights in the world?
Probably.
Have you ever heard this happening before? I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I'm not going to go with Dew Theory.
I'm the king of Dew Theory.
True. I mean, I created the Dew Theory, but right. But I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I mean, I can't even comprehend billion. So, I mean, how many flights have there been?
There's about 100,000 flights per day worldwide.
So, how many hundreds of thousands does it take to get to a billion?
Well, 10 days to get to a million.
Yeah. So I guess it's billions.
We are at 35.3 million total commercial flights worldwide.
In history. So we haven't hit 2.5 billion.
We got a long way to go.
See, we haven't even hit it, buddy.
We got a long way to go.
We're not even going to hit a billion. We're all going to be taking dirt naps.
I like the thinking, but it shows you how incomprehensible a billion is.
Yeah,
you
know that's $2.5 billion.
Well, hey, JP, go parasailing. You'll have a great time.
Yeah. It'll be paragliding. I've done parasailing.
Oh, okay. Paragliding.
Well, actually what Baumgartner was doing? Yeah. Paragliding.
With the fan, yeah.
Paragliding. Oh, you're a freaking moron to do that. Yeah. Are you kidding?
Well, anyway, thanks, guys.
I think I told you. Man.
But I'm psyched to do your zip line in St. Croix. Yeah. I just got to get to St. Croix.
Come on down.
Maybe next year.
He'll give you a good deal.
I follow this guy on Instagram. Or I don't follow him. It just shows up on my... I don't know how he shows up on my thing. And he's got one of those ultralight things. Like, you can buy... where it's literally... It's like 200 pounds.
Yeah.
It's just like a couple poles and wings. Mm-hmm. And like a lawnmower engine. You don't need a pilot's license. You don't need anything.
You just fly anywhere you want.
Yeah, you got to have a runway. You got to have a big enough yard. And he like lives in the country.
Yeah.
And he just takes off. And it only goes like 40 or 50 miles an hour, maybe 60 miles an hour. But it could go up to like a couple thousand feet in the air.
Terrifying.
And he like flies to his buddy's house. And then he comes back and he flies back.
Does he not have a car?
Oh, but he actually is a pilot.
Okay.
But he does it for fun. Mm. And he always talks about, you don't need a license. You don't need anything. He basically takes off in his lawnmower.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming right back. Probably like you guys, I pay for a service to have all the TV channels.
Okay, yes.
I pay for Netflix.
Yeah.
I pay for Apple TV.
Yeah.
Which I think might be actually Apple TV Plus, whatever it is.
It's very confusing.
I pay for Max. I think I pay for Amazon Prime. That's part of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's just...
I pay for... the ESPN package, which includes Hulu and Disney.
Yep. Got that bundle.
All right. So I've got all those.
Got a lot of scripts.
I've always drawn the line at Peacock. Okay. I do not have Peacock, but I'm walking by.
I have Peacock.
Heading to the bathroom, mm-hmm. and they've got Fox 5 on in the morning, and they said the Peacock prices are going up.
Oh, really?
Mm. I need to reassess mm-hmm. my streaming.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I'm watching anything at all on HBO Max.
You need to prioritize.
Have any of you guys...
What's on Max? I know that I've watched shows on Max.
Hard Knocks.
Hard I don't Knocks care about Hard Max. Knocks.
Yeah, you can shed
That's
that.
The only thing I care about on HBO.
Is anything else on Max?
I'm trying to think if there's anything like
this year's
like Sex in the City back in the day.
I mean, yeah,
I think they
20
did reboots.
Years ago.
No, by the way, no, they've done reboots.
Yeah. So, this year it's going to be NFC East, I believe.
Yeah.
And so the Commanders are going to be featured.
I'll tell you what, though. If you go to commanders.com, you basically can see Hard Knocks every week.
Right.
They have all, you know, I won't say all their players, but they'll have several of their players mic'd up. They'll show locker room scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not going to get the during the week business operation stuff, but you get a lot of... Hard Knocks type coverage just by going to their
get
website.
Get a lot of content
every week.
Directly
you don't
from
Leif Schreiber though.
Yeah, Leif Schreiber's. He's got the greatest voice ever.
Can you fill me in? Should I drop HBO Max? Is there anything else?
White Lotus.
White Lotus.
That's right.
White Lotus.
See,
yeah.
See so then they drop something like that that makes
our,
you keep
our
it.
Our friend David Bernad would be very upset if you dropped.
No, I love White Lotus, but yeah. It's a year off between seasons.
What were we gonna pitch him, by the way? We were going to pitch him a doc.
The dance night or mockumentary or what?
Mockumentary.
Yeah. He quit texting us back.
He did. He just stopped.
Well, he's got real projects to tend to, I'm sure.
You know how many elevator pitches he probably gets a day?
Oh, he gets so many.
I know, but this is a little different because at least he gets some ADs
because
we put him on air.
I'll text him right now.
I think he's more concerned with RDs, but dollars.
We got to sharpen our idea again before we do it, though. I can't remember what the gist of it was. Like, it was in the vein of what?
Like,
there was another show or something that we were inspired by.
Yeah.
I think it was something on Netflix.
But it was...
It was fleeting.
We lost all our mojo.
We
lost all our mojo on it.
I know that I came up with the idea.
Yeah, but we...
What?
No, go back and listen. I pitched it to Eric. He loved it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we've forgotten now we're fuzzy
but
on
you
it.
Got
so good.
No, it was like an office... The office
NBA
style.
Show. The NBA show. The bus. Yeah. The Lakers show.
Showtime.
Okay. No.
Oh,
they did. They could,
something point
the waves or something.
Oh, yeah.
About the bus family.
With Kate Hudson.
Yeah. Yes.
Running Point?
Running Point, I think it might
Running
be.
Running Point,
okay,
yeah.
But,
yes.
So it would be a fictionalized, but based on kind
loosely,
of real ideas.
Loosely based on real events stuff. That
yeah.
happened.
Yeah, allegedly. Like yes. rumored type
right.
of things.
Yes. But also yeah. maybe our own creative spin on what
yeah.
could have happened.
Right. We could put some like...
But then we could we use the real IP? Like, we'd have a fake team name. Like, that would be
probably
weird. Like the Washington.
Yeah, they'd be the Washington Gold.
Yeah, the Washington Skins.
The Hogs.
The Hogs.
You could finally get your gold. Yeah.
Gold. Red Wolves. Yeah.
It's, it's a great name.
It could be the Red Wolves. Red Wolves would be great.
All right.
All right.
But we do need to firm it up.
We got to go back to the segment because I think we
got to figure out the casting. Who's going to play Dan Snyder? Who's going to play Vinny Cervato?
We had Danny DeVito as Dan Snyder.
Danny DeVito? That's a little old.
It is funny, though.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. That's a funny.
I think he's skinny now. Great actor.
Yeah.
Jewish.
I like that. But
he's
I kind of like, if it's going to be a mockumentary, to get like a short person.
Yeah,
like
it's got to be like 5'4". You know, like 5'3" or 5'4".
Like literally like a
all right.
If we want to pitch, then we get Kevin Hart. Short.
Yeah, but that, I mean,
you need a star. You need star power.
I know,
you
need more ratings. No one's going to think of Dan. I mean, sorry. It's got to be a white guy.
Yeah.
In this instance, okay? If we're going to make fun
he's
of Dan.
He's the inspiration.
Yeah, I can't. That's a bridge too far. From
got the wrong kind of comedy.
Yeah,
I need a really short.
We need a dry sense of humor. Yeah, for the person who's playing Dan.
Somebody go back. We don't have to do it today. But you know,
who would play Bruce Allen? Got to get Bruce Allen. I mean, you got to cast him.
That could be a really tall guy. Wasn't he tall?
Tall guy, kind of ditzy. Hey, you know, like
John
kind of vapid. John Voight, that's a really good one.
We are skewing old.
We are skewing very old.
But to
old
your
here.
Point of, oh, you realize you had HBO Max or whatever, I think we've talked about this before. You've heard these commercials about these apps.
Yeah, I pitched myself to be the sponsor for it.
Did you actually use the app?
No.
Because it's actually scary because I feel like you're putting too much information for it to find out all your information. Well, like, I almost feel like it's some double... secret.
Too invasive.
It's like a weird
trick. Problem is with some of those apps is you have to pay for the apps. Yeah. Now you're paying for that to delete the apps.
But it
that
might
you
be worth
delete.
It though if you're paying $10 a month, but it's eliminating $300 that you don't realize you're paying every month.
Yeah, I don't think I have that much.
You might be stunned.
I mean, we just went through it. On the TV side, I pay for YouTube TV. And we don't need to go through it again, but Max, Apple, Hulu.
I think the one I pay for that I watch the least, Paramount Plus. That's one I could just lop off with the quickness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have Paramount Plus or Peacock.
I pay for things like Adobe, you know, like services, not just TV, but like...
like virus protection or...
just lots of things like that.
My computer probably has a million viruses. I'm just going to live with it.
Oh, yeah.
it's fine.
If you like to frequent adult content every once in a while, you have to sacrifice that machine.
Sure.
You have to sacrifice that.
Sacrifice it to the internet gods.
You sacrifice that to the virus gods.
Do you have a separate laptop for that?
No, it would be my main.
Your main squeeze, so to speak.
My main. But like, if I had a good thing, like I would never put it, like I think Valdez's main is his iPad.
Yeah.
That's his creepy. I would never put it on my iPad.
His porn pad.
Yeah. I would never put it on something that my family used.
Sure. You have to keep things separated.
Yeah.
But you don't actually download, do you?
It doesn't matter. As soon as you go to the site, boom, you're infected.
Corrupted.
Yeah. I mean, but boom, instantly corrupted. You're instantly. I mean, instantly. Believe me, all your S, they're all corrupted. You never know. I mean, yeah. You're at a minimum, your computer has herpes.
Yeah.
It might have full blown AIDS, depending upon how wild you are.
Phone numbers 1-800-636-1067. Our pal Neil Greenberg is going to join us coming up at 8:45 from the Washington Post. We also have Where the Party At tour tickets to give away. Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.